There's something you should know about death. We're all gonna die. But nothing to worry about, because after that, we're all going to be raised up back to life once again. And on the Day of Judgment, all good deeds will be rewarded, while all evil acts will be accounted for.
Man, I guess there is something to worry about.
But some people would rather pretend that they won't be raised again. In the Holy Quran, it says that some will always say, "There is nothing but our life of this world, and we shall not be raised."
Oh, yes, you will.
Such people want to pretend that they'll never even die. Anytime death is mentioned, they'd be like, "Take cover! He's talking about death!" It's funny how the one thing that we can all agree on, whether believers or non-believers, is the inevitability of death. You can spend your entire life trying to run away from death, and it will have been a life wasted. As the Holy Quran states, every soul shall taste of death, and you shall only be paid fully your reward on the resurrection day. Then, whoever is removed far away from the fire and is made to enter the garden, he indeed has attained the object. And the life of this world is nothing but a provision of vanities. There really isn't much in this life. I mean, it's all fleshy, it's all solid. That's why, for a believer, this world's life is like a prison. It's like a cage. It's after death that true life really begins. The Holy Prophet says, "The gift of a believer is death." After all, who wants to live in a prison? Human beings were created to live free, in bliss, for all eternity. Not to live in this fleshy prison. Not to live in this material realm where you have to kill to eat and visit the bathroom twice a day. Is that what you think you were created for? Imam Zain al-Abidin said, "For a believer, it, i.e. death, is like taking off dirty clothes, undoing shackles and heavy chains, and changing into the finest and most scented of clothes. It is the happiest of stations and the most comforting of abodes." Imam Ali, in his will to his son, said, "My son, know that you have been created for the next world and not for this world, and for annihilation and not to stay, for death and not for life. You are in a transient place, a place which is a path to the hereafter. You are driving away a death from which no one can run away." The Holy Prophet also says, "Whoever anticipates death will hasten to good deeds." Because a person who anticipates death knows that our time here is limited, and that we will long be gone, and the only thing that will remain are our deeds. Build a masjid so that Allah will be glorified even after you're gone. Create a foundation for orphans in need so that even after you die, goodness will thrive. Write a book guiding future generations towards the right path. Heck, even smile a little. You never know. Your smile might be so contagious that you will have left behind a legacy for the remembrance of Allah. You've got to realize one thing.
Everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Live a good life. Love and laugh and love and play. But remember, Imam Ali said, "With death, the world and a soul will not die but with the permission of Allah. The term is fixed, and whoever desires the reward of this world, I shall give him of it. And whoever desires the reward of the hereafter, I shall give him of it. And I will reward the grateful." Oh, that was deep. Inshallah, next fortnight we'll be talking about something that will definitely tickle your fancy. Stay alive.